The Rotorua Cricket Association is fed up after yet another attack on its cricket nets. Not only have the practice nets at its Broad Park base been badly damaged, the vandals also ripped up the green turf and stolen large sections of it. Rotorua Cricket Association Chairman Paul Wiley says it's expensive to replace and the nets are now completely unusable.
With this latest one, basically where the batters stand, they've gone into the net and they've cut a chunk, which is probably about 3 metres by 3 metres. They've cut a chunk off, ripped it up off the ground and taken it away.
And who does this affect?
Well, we have hundreds of cricketers in Rotorua that can no longer use this training facility until it's been repaired. And I know there's a lot of other users of the facility as well. There's a lot of guys that come down and do exercise during the day on the turf. So yeah, plenty of people get affected by it.
And do you have any idea who's taking it? What do you think it's being used for?
No idea whatsoever. No idea at all who's doing it. And I don't know, I can only assume that someone's trying to set up a turf at their house, or maybe they want something for in their garage. Who knows?
This must be an expensive problem. Who pays for the replacements?
Well, it's our facility, Rotorua Cricket Association, so we will be the ones paying for it. Council does help us out as well by donating turf when they can, but ultimately it's Rotorua Cricket Association who will be paying for it.
And are the police looking into this?
We have filed a couple of reports with the police, but if I'm being perfectly honest with you, without any witnesses to it happening, I don't expect them to be able to do anything. It's just too hard to be able to solve, to be honest with you.
Oh gosh, and have you had any support from the council?
Yeah, absolutely. Council's been brilliant. We've had a couple of meetings with them. As I mentioned, they've donated some turf to us that they got from a recent refurbishment of the hockey turf. They donated turf to us to be able to replace some of our lanes. And we're definitely going to be having some more conversations with council soon about what we can do for extra security down at the facility.
And what about insurance?
Insurance is a bit of a tough one because it's on council land, but it's our facility and we do leave it unlocked for users to be able to use. It does very, very hard to insure. So we currently don't have insurance.